Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
White Trash Revival. This is episode 73 at the Outlaw Radio Network. Or should I say folk? Because I'm probably the only one listening. Who cares though? I do it for the fun. Motherfuckers, the fun. Anyway, I started off the show with some Lydia Lovelace. I don't think she's any relation to the Lovelace that swallowed John Holmes' massive plank. But she's from Columbus, Ohio, my neck of the woods. She's been around for a while, and the song I played off her new CD was called Jesus Was a Wino. Now he did turn water into wine. So, he was a wino. Anyway, I got a good show lined up for you. Got great music. And I got a call in from a lady who has a famous brother. Her name is Wanda Paycheck. I have found her up here in Ohio. And I will be talking, or should I say, I'll be getting a call from her later, and she'll be schooling us on some very informative knowledge. So stay tuned for that. But how was everyone's weekend? Good, I hope. I know I had a pretty decent weekend. I took my teenage daughter and her friends to an amusement park over the weekend. The amusement park is Kings Island. It has a Halloween thing that they do every year where they open up a lot of the rides and they trick out the park with a bunch of haunted houses and Halloween themes, and there's people dressed up like ghosts and goblins and all that shit walking around. It's a pretty good time. But I sat out in the parking lot and drank some beers before I went in, and another parent went with me, so me and him hung out. And we looked like a couple gay dads riding rides together. But, anyways, I got a schoolgirl bladder when I drink beer, you know. Anytime I drink, I got to piss instantly. You know, dress me up like a little girl with a dress and pigtails. Well, actually, that's another story. I'll tell you later. But, anytime I drink, I gotta piss instantly. So as soon as we get to the park from the car, from slamming our brews, I had to piss horrendously. And we had to wait out from the open park for 15 minutes. I finally get in, I run to the bathroom, take a piss. And then we go to a ride called The Beast. Now it's one of the fastest wooden roller coasters. At one time it was the fastest in America. And it's a pretty long ride. Anyways, we go down there, I get in line. We're in line for about 25 minutes, about halfway to the front, I feel a piss coming. By the time the roller coaster comes in and I'm getting ready to get on, I'm like, fuck, I cannot hold it. I tell the guy I'm getting ready to ride with, hey, I'll see you at the end, man. I got to go. So I waited in line all that time and stepped through the cart and ran to the other side, ran to a fucking bathroom and pissed like a little girl. I think I even sat down to piss and wiped my pussy. Here's the first set.
They served me the papers at work this morning, so I guess you've had your final say. Now I can't say it caught me without warning. Even still, it took my breath away. I acted like a man and said, I'm glad it's over. That's not the way I really feel at all. By now you know I've found the peace I need. And honey, I'm sorry about the holes in the wall. Holes in the walls and the seams in the carpet. Use some elbow grease, a little spackle, and find a saw. Be happy now, you've gotten what you wanted. I'm sorry about the holes. Cold here in my hand. It's not the way I wanted things to end, dear. I didn't think they'd ever end at all. And now it's all your mess to clean, dear. I'm sorry about the holes in the wall. Holes in the walls and the stains in the carpet. Use some elbow grease, a little sparkle, and pine salt. Be happy now, you've gotten what you wanted. I'm sorry about the holes in the wall.
I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray, to a warden in a penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Oh, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Ever since his father died, I have prayed and I have cried to follow not the footsteps of his death. I have searched both far and wide, I had thought that he had died. At last I find my baby here in jail. Oh, but it's good find my baby here in jail. I will pawn you my watch. I will pawn you my chain. I will pawn you my gold wedding ring. I will scrub all your floors. I will wash all your doors. If that'll get my baby out of jail. Oh, Lord, you know I want my baby out of jail.
found a brand new sweetheart to drive you from my mind. Well, I thought that I'd forgotten you. I know that it's not true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. And I've got a
damn it, we started off this set with a new song off Dale Watson and Texas 2 CD called Elbow Grease, Spackle and Pine Saw. That song right there sounds like a Friday night for me when I'm watching a little porn and having a little fun. A little elbow grease, spackle and pine, although the pine saw does burn the old urethra. I followed that with Ferris and Jason Romero with I'm Just Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. And I ended the set with I've Got a New Heartache by the Dixons. Yes, Lord. All right. Well, as I was saying before, I got a schoolgirl bladder and talking about dressing up like a girl. Well, I have dressed up like a lady. No, I'm not a cross-dresser. I don't do it all the time. But when money's tight and I'm thirsty and I'm wanting some good beer or something, I'll wait till about 1 o'clock until all the gents at the local pub are all fucked up and drunk, and I'll dress like a gal. You know, of course I do look like a big gal, 6'3", 260 pounds. But anyways, when they're drunk, they got beer goggles going on, so I might look like fucking Heidi Klum or whatever. Anyways, I go in there and flirt with the guys and I change my voice like this. Hi there, big boy. And they all just eat it up and buy me drinks. Well, one evening, a guy there said, hey, sweetheart, I'd like to take you home to drink some 100-year-old scotch I got. Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't had no 100-year-old scotch. And I said,
well, sure, but I'm no whore. Don't you try to fuck me.
And he assured me, sweetheart, I would never. I just want good company and drink some good liquor. So I went home with him. We drank the 100-year-old scotch, and my gosh, did it kick my ass. Next thing I knew, I woke up on the bed, buck naked, and he was fucking me. Now, I was totally embarrassed, so I continued to act passed out. I didn't want him to know, I caught him in the act. Gosh, I hope that don't make me gay. I have to give him a call again. That 100-year-old scotch sure was good.
Big baby boogie. Big baby. baby boogie. Big baby boogie, boogie on the barroom floor. Big baby boogie, boogie on the barroom floor.
Yeah.
Alright, we started off this set with Western Electric with Big Babe. I followed that with Kelly Thomas, a chick out of Cincinnati that contacted me and sent me some music. She sent me some music before when I used to do my show before. And the song I played was Pushing Beds Together. That's what it's all about, pushing beds together and get them rocking. That's right. I ended the set with The Fall Men with Portland Bum. Alright, well, as y'all know, I'm on Monday nights at 7 Central, 8 Eastern at the Outlaw Radio Network at blackcountryrock.org/outlawradio. So give me a listen and spread the word, folks, because, you know, I enjoy doing it, but I'd like to have a couple more listeners. You know, right now there's just three, me, Joshy P, and Joey Fuck Up. Check out their shows, too, which I'm sure you check out Joshy's. His is the trailblazer of all of the music that we enjoy listening to. Well, how about this? How about we get into a song by the Goddamn Gallows, and then you can hear from Wanda Paycheck right after that song, and then we'll jump into their set after her. So, here you go.
Spice up the life between you and your lover. Anyways, what it is you or your lover shoots a load in one of your lover's holes, whether it be a vagina or butthole, depending on your sexual preference. And after you shoot your load on, you suck the semen out the hole, and then you spit it in your lover's mouth like a mama bird feeding a baby bird. All right, give it a try. See you later.
To fear. The wind is creeping through the cracks. This wood, it ain't gonna last. It's getting to be that time of day. I turn to my friends and say, which one of us is gonna go? We get taken out. Not much more that you can do. Your friends turn into enemies. You'll do anything to fill the need. The meat I eat, it brings me tears. I remember his younger years. Don't stray. Don't. Children's tales of you.
girl you love it is dead. Got a letter this morning. Well, how do you reckon it read? Said, hurry, hurry. You know that girl you love it is dead. Thank you.
think I should have called my name. It's kind of low, kind of weird. It's kind of sweet, kind of strange.
All right, how'd you folks enjoy hearing from Wanda Paycheck? She's a sweet old lady. I enjoy getting calls from her. Whew, I'm out of breath. I rubbed one out with some tranny porn in between that set there. And speaking of the set, I started off with the Armadillos with the Donner Party. I followed that with Swindle P. Hurst with a song called Big Old Plastic Cock. You gotta love a song about a big old plastic cock. And speaking of big old plastic cocks, let me tell you a story about my wife going to a fun party once. You know, fun parties and little parties that ladies go to get their dildos and their joy jellies and lubrications and all that shit. Well, one night, my wife came home with a dildo. And prior to this now, one time I wanted to make love to my wife in her rump, her ass, give her some anal. And this is right when we first got married, and she was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, you got to surrender all holes, bitch, if you're going to be married to me. So she said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you do me, but someday you're going to return the favor and I'm going to do you and your ass. So I laughed and said, sure. So I had my way with that old asshole all 30 seconds before I blew my hot, thick, creamy load on the small of her back. But anyway, get back to our story. She came home one day with a strap-on dildo. She said, Donnie, it's time for you to return the favor. I'm going to hit you in your asshole. I said, no, you most certainly are not. I'm not a homosexual. She said, look, motherfucker, remember that time you did me and I said payback will come? Well, now it's payback. You're going to give me that asshole of yours or you're never going to fuck me again. Well, me being the horny guy I am, I said, okay, please be gentle. She turned out the light. She didn't show me what kind it was. It was a motherfucking Lexington Steel model, a 9-inch black cock. Well, she stuck it in my ass, and I screamed like a little schoolgirl, and it went so deep, I pissed all over my belly. But the worst thing is when she started slapping me in my ass and calling me a dirty faggot and a little whore. And when I started crying, she told me to shut the fuck up. And, you know, she fucked me real good for at least an hour. I passed out twice in the pain, woke up, and she had my legs on her shoulders just giving me hell. Anyways, the next day I had to wear a tampon on my asshole because it was bleeding. Bleeding like Niagara Falls. But, I got a whole hypothesis on this. Any of you guys that are uncomfortable with your sexuality, here it is. You got a lady that wants to hit you in your ass with a strap on. As long as the cock that she straps on is the same size as your cock or smaller, you are not homosexual. But if it's bigger, then you're a full-fledged faggot. And guess what? I got hit with a Lexington Steel model. I have an average-sized cock. Therefore, I'm a full-fledged faggot. Oh, don't make fun of me, please. But the last song of this set was The Scissor Men with Death Letter. So, here's the last set. I'm about out of time.
George Jones and Jesus are heroes of mine. One is only human, but the other. When a man is on the bottom, he may not cry for help, but he needs to know he
out with a crowd of troubled souls like me.
You can't find the George Jones Classic in a big black book of hymns. Oh, but I'm living proof that Jesus saves in a smoky place like this. George Jones and Jesus are heroes of mine. One is only human, but the other one divine. When I could not find a friend, I found out that I had to. George Jones and Jesus pulled me through.
I got an old PBR in the car. I got a six pack in my bladder. like to forget the day that we met. That wouldn't bring no relief.
All right, real quick for this last set here, I started off with Red Jenkins with George Jones and Jesus. I really did like that tune. I followed that with Mountain Sprout with PBR in the Car, and ended it with JWW and the Prospectors with No Friend to the Lonely. All right, folks, you want to send me music, you want to get in touch with me, contact me at thewhitetrashrevival@yahoo.com or get with me on Facebook. All right, till next week, let's end the show with some Caleb Clowder. Enjoy, motherfuckers.
Are you a blogger, a podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder with easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.